What's up, Radiant Icons, and welcome back to Dare to Be Iconic, the podcast made for icons daring to be themselves. I'm your host, Amanda Policelli, and today is a very special episode because we are joined by one of my bestest and closest friends in the entire world, Melina, for our first ever Everyday Icon episode. She's been there from the very beginning, seen me go through it all, and I couldn't think of anyone better to come on for our first tea time sesh in this Everyday Icon segment. So I know what you're probably thinking, Amanda, what is an Everyday Icon? An Everyday Icon is you, the Radiant Icon community. So I will be bringing on everyday icons who are daring to be themselves in their everyday lives. I hope you enjoy our conversation where we spill all the tea about girlhood, female friendships, fangirl culture, and honestly, we figure out navigating our early 20s because it's a struggle, y'all, but we're doing it together. So are you ready, Radiant Icons? Your tea time sesh is starting now. Okay, Melina, welcome to the Dare to Be Iconic podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited.
Yes, it's our girly chat sleepover tea time sesh. So Radiant Icons, if you are not watching this on YouTube, which I dare you to go subscribe now, but we have our wine out. Well, Melina has her wine out. I have water. I don't know how long we'll be here if I had a glass of wine, but we are in our PJs. We have our stuffed animals and we are ready to spill all the tea. But before we get into navigating our early 20s, adulthood, girlhood, literally every single thing.
Everything.
I have two things to ask you, Melina.
Yes.
What does iconic mean to you? And how do you dare to be iconic in your everyday life?
I think really it just means being your most, I'm going to use your words. I can't help it. Your most
authentic
self, really. And like just being true to yourself and obviously, like not trying to change who you are for any sort of thing, no matter the situation. And I guess like sticking to your guns and like holding that confidence that you know that you have and acting with confidence, because you just have to trust yourself with what you're doing. That's all you can do. Like,
that's
there's
the
no
word.
One telling you what to do when you become an adult. So
yes,
you just
literally
have to your own guidance, your own discretion, and believe in yourself, really. I think that's what being iconic is, and acting with confidence. Yeah. Yeah.
I love that. You really hit the nail on the head with that trust word, because that word keeps popping up every single minute of the day for me. if you guys don't know, my word for 2024 is trust, and it has
a good word,
but a very hard concept to learn for me. I don't know about you, Melina, but like, oh my goodness, girl, when I tell you,
I feel you.
Trust has not popped up more in my life than in 2024. Really? And it's only like March. Literally, it's March when we're recording this.
Yeah.
Can you believe that? Like, maybe I'm psychic. I have no idea. But Melina, how do you dare to be iconic in your everyday life?
Life these days is a lot different for me than what it was like 2 months ago. So these days it's more like I go through like a lot of self-doubt and rethinking because having just graduated, there's so much unknown. Like I said, it feels like I'm an actual adult now because now I don't know what's going to happen.
Literally.
I don't have a plan right now. So I guess just acting as iconic as I can every day would be with the self-love and self-care that I'm having to journey through now, because I have so much time where I can actually focus on that and focus on myself. So taking care of myself, my mental health, my physical health, I think is how I'm able to act iconically, because now I'm putting me first, you know.
Yes, you're on that choose yourself journey.
Exactly.
Love the choose you journey. It's like literally the best. But Melina, you
agree.
Such a good point that now, congratulations, by the way, on graduating. That's such a big accomplishment. I'm so proud of you. If you guys don't know, Melina is like the mastermind, like the creative eye behind every photo you see on the Dare to Be Iconic website, my podcast cover art. Like, that is Melina. And I really wouldn't be where I am today without her like love and support.
Oh my God.
You're like one of my closest friends. And
I feel the same way. I'm so flattered. Also, thank you.
Of course. Oh my God, not us already doing our little love fest so early
on. I know,
on.
I'm going to try. Keep going.
Hey, it wouldn't be us if one of us isn't crying yet.
That's
like,
true.
To be honest with you.
True.
That's when you know it's real friendship.
Yeah, for real.
But one thing you brought up, Melina, is that now as a recent, you know, college graduate, you're navigating adulthood for the first time in your life, like me as well. I mean, I am a little bit older than you. Not by much. Okay. Not by much. But
they're basically the same age.
Basically. And honestly, still, like, everyone's the same age.
20-something-year-old teenage girls at that.
Yeah, literally, I feel like a teenage girl. But like the point where I'm trying to get at here, right, is like we feel like we're teenage girls because for the first time in our lives, there's no one telling us what to do. And you had sent me this TikTok earlier that really spoke to like where we are as young adults in our early 20s. We're figuring it out for the first time. And yeah, it's like fun figuring it out, but it's also really, really hard.
It is.
So like, let's just dive into that, right? Like we're in this early life crisis.
Yeah.
We don't know what is going on, but then we have people who are older than us being like, oh, like, it's okay. You're going to figure it out. Like, oh, I don't need that right now. I need someone to literally hold my hand and be like, it is going to be okay. You are going to figure it out.
I know it's hard to validate. Yes. Be like, I know it's hard.
Yes. And I think what's the crazy thing about it is that we're all just like young 20-year-old teenage girls just trying to be like adult women in this world that keeps telling us who we should be and how we should act like. So one thing for you, Melina, that I wanted to ask is, how do you apply this concept of self-love and self-care while we're in the stage of really figuring out who we are when we really don't know where to begin?
Yeah. Yeah, that's hard. It's also been, like I said, a journey myself that I'm having to learn about myself, learn how to like just be okay with myself and also my thoughts.
Yes.
So it takes a lot of time, but it also you have to be just kind to yourself and allow yourself to take those steps and understand that it's going to get time before things are good and figured out. So I think the most important part for doing that is being kind to yourself.
Girl, from your lips to my ears. But my brain does not comprehend it because the amount of times.
I know it's easy to say, harder
done. Yeah, it's so much easier said than done. Like we can be like till we're blue in the face. Oh, be kinder to ourselves. Give ourselves grace. That is the hardest thing ever. Like I don't know about you, but I know I am definitely my hardest critic. Mm. Like I beat myself up so hardcore. No, you know, like it's.
I'm a perfectionist also, but I've never been the nicest person to myself. I think I am getting better about it, but that's the other thing. Like it's like everything else is going to take time to adapt and change and become like grow into a better person basically, because you know, as they say, you're the one person that you're going to be with the rest of your life, you know.
Oh,
it's
my
just
God, girl.
You yourself.
Yeah.
It takes time.
It does take time. And I think what's so interesting about it, right, is we live in like a day and age where we have all these amazing like female role models like Olivia Rodrigo. I know you and I love Olivia. Yes. We love her so much.
An icon, if you will.
She really is an icon, to be honest. Oh my goodness. One thing I keep going back on, like with this conversation, right? We're talking about the topic of really navigating our early 20s and kind of just like figuring it out. And like not adhering to the standards that society has for us, like how we should act, how we should look, so on and so forth. And Olivia is such an icon at that, right? Because we have All American Bee. That scream that Olivia has in the middle of All American Bee, I have never felt anything more in my life.
That's
every day in your 20s is eternally screaming and being like, what are you doing? What is going on? So one thing I wanted to really dive into with that, what would you say to your younger self at the point that you are right now when it comes to figuring it out and being an adult?
Yeah, I've actually been, there's times where I've thought about it recently. Like one thing, like just off the bat is like, I've always had like self-image, like body issues because I've always been, I guess, on the heavier side, but seeing older pictures of what I looked like before, I'm like, I was actually kind of skinny. I was still thick, but you know, like
No, I get exactly what you're talking about. Like,
imagine
our minds
if my younger self saw me today, they'd be like, oh my God, what happened to you?
I was thinking about that actually the other day as well, where I'm like, what would Amanda 2 years ago, right? Like, looking back, what would she think of her life now? And then me looking back at old photos, like specifically for me, if you have followed the Dare to Be Iconic blog, Radiant Icons, 19 is an age that I mentioned multiple times because it's a very traumatic time in my life.
I think it's a big age for me too. I don't know what
really?
It's about that
is it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
That's
wait,
when
I'm
I also. No, that's when I broke up with my ex and got with my
really?
Current boyfriend. Yeah. But that was a whole thing.
Oh my
you know?
God. Why is it at 19 we always have the shitty boyfriends?
I don't know. I mean, I was able to find my current boyfriend, so I'm glad.
Yeah.
But I guess 19 was that like turning a leaf over for me.
Yeah. Okay, wait. Yes. I think you're onto something.
And also, Olivia Rodrigo, speaking of, she talks about being 19, like in her last album, like specifically 19.
Did you just like crack
the obviously,
code?
That's how old she was. Oh my God. And Adele, 19, her first album. So.
Stop. Melina,
something about 19. Yeah.
That's so interesting. For me, I was so excited to turn 19 because it was my golden birthday. Because National Amanda Day is December 19th.
That's true, yeah.
So I was like, ooh, 19. Like, it's going to
so
be, like,
true.
The best year. It was the most traumatic year of my life.
Even, like, the whole thing? Like, was there anything at the beginning or end that...
To be honest with you, I look back at 19 and all I can think about is my first ex-boyfriend. And the pain that I had. And even though that relationship was 2 months... That 2 month traumatic relationship still follows me now, 7 years later. Like, that's all that I remember 19 being. Like, yes, did I meet my last ex boyfriend as the one we know with the letter in the box at that time? Yes. But to be honest, all of 19 was healing from the trauma that my first ex left on me.
Wow.
So, yeah, I don't know actually. That's kind of crazy.
I mean, the same thing for me because I had broken up with my ex like soon after I turned 19. Actually, I was processing a whole lot, and I also moved out that year.
That's right, you had a really big year at 19.
That's true. I forget about that. I also constantly forget how old I am though, so I guess that makes sense.
That's also so true. You know, I thought my sister was 11 for about 3 years because she just like never grew up in my eyes, you know.
Yeah,
so I guess maybe that speaks to like where we are mentally, right? Like, for a while, I feel like maybe my growth was all stuck in me being 19 because of all the trauma that I had.
Yeah,
and I
probably.
Was learning. Because I really didn't start living my life till 24. Like, I know that was only last year, but 24 was like the best year of my life.
That takes time. You were going from also a relationship like that to a new one right away.
Yeah.
It's hard not to lose yourself in the process. So it makes sense that you are just having come out of it. And now taking the time to, you know, grow and learn about yourself also, it makes sense.
Do you think you also experienced that?
I feel like 19 in that year and even some of 20, I was still kind of like trying to find myself. Like I was a bit lost. But I feel like now I'm much more realized in who I am. And this relationship is so much different than my previous one.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like I've still been able to retain my like identity and sense of self and my independence, which is something in my first relationship, also my first relationship that I didn't know was so important.
Yeah.
So I think having that hindsight and everything I learned, even though it was very sexist relationship, it was important and necessary for me. I think, unfortunately, I'm one of those, or at least I was someone who needed to experience and learn the hard way. Because I had so many people telling me, like, this isn't right, you know, you don't deserve this, blah, blah, blah. But I had to learn the hard way.
You had to see it for yourself, though. No,
yeah.
I 1,000% understand where you're coming from with that. Like, as we all know, well, you know what? I'm just going to spill the tea about it because why not? This is tea time, right? You may want to pour another glass of wine at that point, Melina. I had so many people tell me, specifically my mother. It's always my lovely mother. Telling me that both my ex-boyfriends, she was not a fan of at all. She did not like them from the get-go.
They do have their intuition in
they
check.
They do, and I hate that.
I hate too.
You know, my therapist would always tell me, so I would be in my therapy appointment, and I would be telling her about my life, right? And I'd be like, oh, my dad said this, and my mom said this. they were always right. And she goes, don't tell them that because they'll get a big ego. But maybe you need to listen to your parents because you just want to fix your problems because you want to feel good about yourself. That's literally what she told me. She said, sometimes you create this chaos for yourself because you want to fix the problems and then pat yourself on the back when you've done a good job in cleaning them up. And I said,
Oh, wow.
I said, wow, call me out. No, I love her. Literally.
They call you out.
But she called me out. She called me out.
Sometimes you need to hear that. Sometimes we need that tough love.
Oh, no. She definitely calls me out every single time. She goes, Amanda, what are you doing? What are you doing? I was like, oh, thank you so much.
I see you.
She literally said, I see you. Stop. She said, listen to your parents. Maybe listen to your gut, too, while you're at it.
Oh, that's another one.
I knew that my first ex was not the one for me. I knew it. But I stayed because I was scared of being alone. Because I didn't know who I was. And I just wanted someone.
I feel that.
You know?
Honestly, I do. No, it's also such a hard time. Being a teenage girl is never easy. And I don't think it ever will be. But it's so easy to feel vulnerable and alone. And to feel wanted also. Like, it's just natural. You can't help it. I don't consider him my first boyfriend. But I did have a boyfriend that was like, I think a month or two long. And I didn't really like him, but ended up boyfriend and girlfriend. And I ended up breaking up with him after I realized, like, I don't really like you like that.
Go you.
I wonder what it's like to have a crush. Because at that point, I never really liked anyone.
Really?
Yeah.
Girl, I'll give you a masterclass. I'm really good at crushes, especially celebrity crushes, if we can't tell.
Oh, celebrity ones.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You're a K-pop girl. Yeah. What? How can I forget?
Yes, ma'am. My boys.
Which leads me to girlhood. Oh my gosh, girl, please. We're going to talk about the boys. We're talking about One Direction for me.
Oh my God.
One Direction ever comes back, I will literally drain my whole entire life savings. Like, I literally don't care.
Feel that. Me and BTS are going to meet in 2025 when they have their reunion tour.
You should, Melina. I'm going to be so happy for you when that happens. You deserve it more than anyone I've ever known in my entire life. Like, you deserve to see them and meet them.
Thank you.
Like, but like, that brings me to girlhood, right?
Yes.
I have a theory. Because as we all know, Radiant Icons, I love Formula One so much.
Yeah.
No one would have ever suspected it, to be honest with you.
I really didn't. I remember when you told me too. I was like, wow, really?
You were like, oh, what has she gotten herself into?
The show did it.
Yeah, it did. It really did. I started because of DTS. And when you start watching it, Melina, because you should, you will feel the same exact way as I do. And I will be a very happy girl.
Downward spiral.
It will. So where I was going with this is I have a theory. I am convinced that F1 girlies now were 1D girls in the past.
I actually think you might be right.
That's what I'm saying. I've had this theory for so long. I just want to let you know.
I mean, it makes sense because, like, fandom culture is, as we know, something very unique, but not everyone experiences, which is, it baffles my brain. Like, I feel like everybody.
Right? That's what I'm saying. But I think it's such like a, what is it, like an impactful part of the girlhood experience. It, like, it just gives you community.
I think a huge part of the fandom culture is having that community because all of you just have like shared interests and you can talk about it and then it can blossom into something else.
And I think it's at such a pivotal age in our lives, right? Because when I think back of it, right, One Direction came out when I was in 7th to 8th grade. And that's like tween years, right?
Yeah, that sounds
about right. We want that sense of community. We want to feel like we belong, but we also want something to like, I'm a big fan of delusion over here.
Okay? Like, just obsess over. It's fun. Yes.
We want something to obsess over. We want something to have our brains just like have that little piece of escapism, right?
We want to
be living in Delulu. I didn't know what Delulu was back then. I do now, but I definitely was living in delusion my entire life. But I think One Direction started right when I was in 7th to 8th grade, and that is such a pivotal time where you're figuring out who you are. All these changes are going on in your body. And you're like, what the heck is going on? Like, what am I doing? And then now, right? The new wave of female F1 fans, they're all in, majority of them, I shouldn't say all, are in their early 20s.
Oh, wow.
In your early 20s, you have the key. You're unlocking it to adulthood.
I know.
And you're in that same
state
as you were when you were a tween, figuring out this new phase of your life, this new chapter of your life. So yeah. You want a sense of belonging. You want a sense of community. You want something where you can have that escape to that makes you excited.
Exactly.
Where you can connect with others.
Yes, that just made me think of something else. And we were talking about it another time, was the idea of a third location. So a third location is somewhere you go to that's not work or your home, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So it's somewhere you can go to de-stress, but it's the most important part of it is also that community. So it's like almost a regular place where you can go to relax, but also see people that you might see like every time that you go there. For example, like a library is what happens to be the third place for a lot of people these days, because just because of the crazy busy life that everyone mm-hmm. seems to be living. For me, it's also hard because I work remotely and at home.
Same.
So my first and second place are the same place. So now my third place has become like the movies. I go to the movies.
You really do love the movies. So like every time right next to you, you're like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm at the movies.
Yep. But a third place is somewhere you can go that's not home or work, and where you can meet people and foster relationships, shared interests, and just do your own thing.
Do you think now the third place would be social media for a lot of people?
Exactly. That's what I was getting at. Yeah.
Okay.
So social media and the internet has become the third location for almost like all of us, especially younger generations, millennials, Gen Zs, and Gen Alpha. We're not even going to talk about Gen Alpha.
Oh, please. Or
that, I feel so bad. They're chronically online. But anyways, social media and the internet has been the third place for so many of us. And I know TikTok is probably a big one for me personally. TikTok Same. And then Twitter, like right underneath that.
Oh, I can't do Twitter.
Yeah, that's another tying into the fandoms. Like that's where a lot of people find their community, because it's become like that third place.
Why are we geniuses? I just have to say, why are we geniuses? No, you're 1,000% right. Like, I feel like specifically for the F1 community, right? Mm-hmm. Obviously, TikTok, like, duh. But then I also feel like, and this one is a surprising one, but LinkedIn.
Really?
The motorsports community in LinkedIn is popping.
Mm-hmm. Really? Okay.
The girlies are on LinkedIn creating F1 content.
Period.
Right? Who would have thought?
I love that.
I love it.
That's actually pretty cool. Because it's like, it is a place for networking, more so professional, but it's really cool that people can go there to find people with similar interests. Like, I feel like what Twitter is almost like, or what it mm-hmm. used to be.
Yeah. Twitter is an interesting one now, but LinkedIn, honestly, the more I've been posting on LinkedIn, Melina, the more I've realized how good of a platform it actually is. It's such a vibe, because people are just, at least maybe the girls our age that are on there, like we all just like want to make our dreams come true, and we all just want to support each other.
That's
so everyone
true. I do see a lot of support on LinkedIn whenever I do go on.
Yeah.
And that's nice. I feel like most of the time it's fake, the support, because they're just like trying to post and be as active on there as possible. But it's still a much nicer alternative than, you know, hate and trolling. So
we talked about girlhood. We talked about figuring out shitty relationships, navigating our 20s.
Mm-hmm.
But now let's talk about the power of female friendships. Now, I don't know about you, but I genuinely feel like at this stage in my life, my female friendships have been the most fulfilling relationships I've ever had in my life so far.
Really?
Yeah.
That's really
good.
Like,
I learned so much from my group of girlfriends.
That's true. I do feel that too. And it's interesting to see as your, like, maybe older friendships change and grow as you both grow older mm-hmm. and, like, life is changing, circumstances are changing, but it's really interesting to see how things will hold you together. And I think even if it's long distance, you know, if both sides are actively trying and communicating, it can be so fulfilling, and it's so important, those female friendships.
It's really like the girl groups, like the girlfriends that you have, whether they're new or old, that really get you through your hardest moments. Like, I went through both breakups, right? Like, the amount of outpouring love and support that I had from everyone. Like, I remember you showing up to, I was working at a theme park here in Orlando as a performer. And, like, I remember you showing up and how much that made my night.
Aww.
Like, it was such a hard time for me. I didn't know what
I remember.
And, like,
that.
You showed up. I think you were trying to surprise me, but then you were like, I need your set time. So please. But you know, like, it's just crazy things like that. Or like, even throughout Melina, like our friendship, which is something I'm so grateful for, is how you've always shown up. Don't make me cry, Melina. I'm going to cry. You always make me cry. But like, every time I think of our friendship, I think of how you've always been there for me through thick and thin. Yeah. And how you've always supported me through everything. And it's friendships like yours that remind me that no matter how I feel, whether I'm like on top of the world or I'm like really...
No, I'm going to cry, God.
...pressy and all that. Not us tearing up. If you're not watching the YouTube version, you are really missing out on the little glimpse of tears that are showing up in our eyes.
Yep.
Your girlfriends really can get you through anything. And that shows you who your true friends are.
Oh, I feel that so heavily. Yep. They're just like necessary. I mean, we're social creatures and all that, but female friendships, like they really, those real friends will be there for you no matter what. And it's so hard, especially with something like a breakup, especially your first one or a bad one. Like you just need your friends around you to make that time easier and for them, someone to lean on during that time.
Yeah.
Okay. And I remember also my breakup, how important it was to have my friends around me, not just to distract me, but, you know, show me that I'll be okay. Like things are just going to be okay. I know they're invaluable. They really are. I know we're going to stay friends for like ever. I don't see us ever.
Duh, you better not
going
leave.
Or separate.
I'm going to find you. No.
Exactly.
You're stuck with me now, Melina. Forever and always.
We're going to grow into old aunties, like rich aunties.
Duh, you know it. Rich aunties, girl. I hope so. Okay, we're trying, okay? We're trying so hard for the rich auntie life.
Yeah.
But not to be too sappy, but really, like, the adoration that I have for my friends and the love I have for them and the way they have reciprocated it back has really proven to me that the love I give out in the world is being received and that I do deserve to receive it back. And I think that was always something. Mm-hmm. That I struggled with, especially in my first two relationships. I don't know why I'm saying first two. I've only dated two boys in my entire life. But like, you know, my two relationships, I struggled with that concept, right? Of feeling like I was enough, feeling like, do I deserve to be loved?
Mm-hmm.
I think through my female friendships and lots of therapy, I've realized that I do deserve love and that it is possible for me to be loved and accepted for who I am fully.
Exactly. Yeah, you bring up such a good point because, you know, we have our family and then we have the friends, which is, you know, like our chosen family.
Yeah.
So getting that validation and that love from our friends is what, like, our first experience of another type of love that's not just familial.
Yeah.
So I think it's so, so important, the kind of friends that you have. If you have good friends, you're just so blessed because that's a love unlike any other kind. Like, they're going to love you unconditionally.
Yes, that's the word we've been looking for this entire time, was unconditional.
Yes, unconditionally. And those are the truest friends that you'll have, that they'll stick with you through thick and thin.
Melina, before we wrap up our tea time sesh, I was wondering if you have any iconic insights that you want to leave with the Radiant Icon community before we finish spilling all the tea.
One of the things I lacked in really growing up and that I could have used more was love for myself and also believing in myself, like trusting myself, like how we talked about earlier, trust. I think there was too many times where I didn't believe or listen to myself. I needed to listen to my gut and trust my instincts. And I would brush aside a lot of things that I felt deep down or like things that I knew were wrong or weren't right or I should be doing this or that. And I would kind of just ignore it. I would tell myself and I would tell other people to really listen to yourself, like trust your gut because you know what's up. Like, even if you can't see it right then and there, if you have a feeling about something, really just listen to yourself.
All right, Radiant Icons, that is our tea time sesh for today. I hope you enjoyed our first episode in the Everyday Icon segment featuring my bestest friend in the entire world, Melina. Melina, thank you again for sharing your time and spilling all the tea with myself and the Radiant Icon community. If you liked today's episode, I dare you to go follow me on Instagram and connect with me on LinkedIn, as well as checking out Melina's social pages, which are linked in the show notes below.
All right, beauty and icons, remember, dare to be iconic. I'll see you next time. Bye.